So let's do that. Let's take a moment to drop into our core, to connect with the essence of God that resides in every cell of your body. It is always there and always ready for a connection, a handshake. And in fact, this connection is there 24/7 if you will allow it. So let us affirm that we give permission to connect with the divine essence that dwells in every single cell within our body. And let us have that connection amplify around us so that we sit wrapped in a bubble of love, and through this bubble of love, we receive the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is important that you understand and realize, again, that Spirit knows exactly what is going on right now with this program, with those who are listening, with where you're sitting, even with those who listen later. This is a handshake, if you've never understood that, between that which is the creative source of the universe and you. You're part of that creation, dear ones. You are the souls of the human beings. The corporeal part that you represent is starting to move into a multidimensional reality, and that's the exciting part. I told my partner to do these meetings in this fashion because of this shift, of this change, to bring you into the beginning of a process or a system, if you want to call it that, where you will start learning to move into a different reality where you could change so much of who you are, what you are. And in this, we don't speak to you from some kind of high platform to a mass of human beings. We speak individually to hearts, each one known by name. It's an invitation to understand you're cared for, you're magnificent, and that whatever is going on with you right now that's inappropriate to that magnificent can be cured, helped, eliminated, made so much better. This is your lineage, and we keep saying this, meaning this, that all of you are designed for mastery, every single one. The masters who walk this planet showed you what that is, a human who is in mastery, because everything is functioning as it should. The handshake is complete with the soul, and the result you get to see. It is so different from what you're used to, because you came from an old, old energy, dear ones. By free choice, you have taken your consciousness so far down that now everything that is seeming like magic to you is some kind of miracle, when it's always been you and always been possible. That's the premise. Are you bigger than you think or than you've been told? The last Healing Wednesday meeting, we spoke of innate. And we spoke of this smart body that you have. We spoke of a body part that you may not even be aware of, if you want to even call it a part. It's not your brain, it's not your heart, it's not your pineal. It's a combination of all of them that is the control panel of your body. Innate is the smart body, And we spoke of the fact that you get to it in such archaic ways by testing it with muscles or all of the other kinesiology ways or by giving it signals with homeopathy tinctures. And there's no real way to then speak to it and say, hello, I'm here. Here's what we want, smart body, because you're us. And then we told you that the Healing Wednesdays are part of that new paradigm of becoming closer to that which is the control panel, the smart body, the innate. Because once you can touch the innate, dear ones, all manner of things are possible. That's the healing center. Innate is that which is the catalyst for spontaneous remission. Innate sends the signals that you need in order to have the disease go away, to make the immune system stronger than it's ever been before. You are built to survive and live a very long time. You're built to regenerate properly, and you don't. All of this is changing. We've spoken of some other things, some hidden things. We'll speak of hidden things yet again. But one of those hidden things is the reaction that spirit has, or even that innate has, to a human being who starts to make that shift into a multidimensionality. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You approach almost everything you do in a linear fashion because you live in four dimensions. I've said it before, I'll say it even later today, that those four dimensions are only a fraction of real reality. You live then in a fake reality, the one you're used to, but it isn't the one that is complete at all. And when you start to look at what might be there that you don't know about, you get into the smart body yet again. What is innate? How could it function in the way it does, being so complete in the ability to help you, your chemistry, your corporeal body? How could it do that and seemingly be in the dark and so unreachable? Ask a homeopathist if innate is real. Ask a kinesiologist if innate is real. Start there if you don't believe what I'm telling you. Innate sits in a place that is between dimensions, dear ones. It's not an organ of your body. It's not your consciousness, is it? What is it? I'll tell you this. Built into you is a piece of survival that you didn't even expect was there. What happens when you begin to cross that dimensional bridge that we're going to give you later? What happens, truly? As it starts to activate, if you want to use that word, or awaken is a better word, the interdimensional or multidimensional parts and pieces of your cellular structure. Did you get that? I didn't say that angels were getting this and they were waking up. I didn't say that. I said you, parts of you, start to come awake. Again, we present the premise, is it possible that your DNA carries more than four dimensions in its chemistry? Over 3 billion parts, chemicals, in one strand of DNA. It's enormous. It's beautiful. And pieces and parts of that DNA are multidimensional. They are. Science has been working with this for some time. They want to know how that is possible, why cells behave the way they do, why DNA itself behaves the way it does. Mostly, those who are into quantum physics have noticed that pieces and parts of DNA react to other multidimensional forces, such as light. Inside you is more than you think at the very, very core level. Follow this. That means that when your consciousness starts to let you begin to cross the bridge and become multidimensional and buy into, believe, cognize that there is another reality that you can work in and move into, it starts to wake up. And the parts and pieces of your body that never seemed to do anything before because you wouldn't let them is starting to come alive and be awakened. This is one of the secrets that we present to you when you cross the bridge. You are not doing this alone. Your body is aware of what you're doing. And the biggest part that's aware is your innate. So just the intent to cross the bridge, which we're going to do later, and go into a place that you can see is different than 4D, that you might actually be able to visualize and be there, just doing that starts to awaken the pieces and parts of your body that were always designed for more than survival. An awakening cellular structure is a cellular structure that will live a great deal of time. One that regenerates a lot better. Does it make sense to you that every regenerative process shortens the telomeres of your DNA chromosomes? Does that make sense? What a plan, huh? What a design. You might even say, well, that's a design for age. There is no such thing as a design for age. There is a design for youth, dear ones. And the only reason that your DNA and your chromosomes do what they do at all is because you've never awakened the multidimensional parts, which are the ones that keep you alive and keep you surviving and give you long life and free of disease. Do you see where this is going? If you can cross that bridge later with me and go to these places, your body knows you're there, and suddenly there's a shift and there's a change and there's healing. There's even spontaneous remission if you choose at that time for it. All manner of processes come alive. This is new. You might say it is not, and give it a name. Dear one, it's new because it's the whole human who goes there, not a piece and a part. It's not an affirmation. It's not a visualization. It's a trip you take into your soul. And all of these pieces and parts come alive. And that is the secret, if you want to call it that, of what is next for the new human. An alliance with the multidimensional parts that have always been there, just laying there doing nothing, letting those four-dimensional parts do their best to keep you alive, and they haven't done it. They haven't done it very, very well at all, dear ones. That's not the design. That's not the design of love that the Creator gave you. That is not the design. The design is when you cross that bridge and you take a look at what else you can do and who you really are. You're so much bigger than you think. All the cells in your body, your DNA, the design, you've never even seen it. You can't see it in the microscope. You can't figure it out in the chemistry. There's so much more. There is so much more. That's why you watch this particular program, dear ones, to earn your stripes, you might say, that you've always had to earn that back, which you've lost, but you know about that's there. You really do. Use your intuition to see if I'm right or not, and come with me later as we cross that bridge into a multidimensional place that'll take your breath away if you let it, where you get to see yourself in a different way if you let yourself. I'll be back. And so it is.